find it.
This is the story of Froggy Gets Trounced, Part 2. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. So, when we last spoke, Mr. Frog was flying through the air, but we have no idea where he was going. And he just kept flying and flying and flying. And Froggy was like, "Dad, where are you going?" And he's like, "Froggy, I'm flying. I've achieved flight. This is so cool." And he was like, "Dad, how are you going to get down? You're too high. You've flown too close to the sun." And that's when Froggy's dad grabbed hold of a passing rocket ship. And he said, "Hey, guys, throw me a rope." And they threw him a rope. And they threw him a surfboard. And he was sky surfing behind the rocket ship.
Oh, my goodness.
Sky surfing. And then he busted a huge grind on a cloud. And it was, like, so epic.
And then he was... gone in the mountain.
And wait, and then when Froggy got to one candy cloud, he was about to eat it, but then he realized his surfboard fell down and he was about to fall.
So his surfboard had fallen down and he was stuck on a candy cloud and he was just sitting there. And he was like, "Oh, I'm having such a hard decision right now. Because I'm sitting here on a cotton candy cloud, and I'm so hungry, so I want to eat it. But if I eat it, I'll fall down to the earth, because I'll have eaten my seat." So he thought, and he thought, and he thought, and he thought, "What should I do? What should I do?"
And then he got up, and then he would just parachute down. Wait, but then he bonked the rock, and he was like, "Ow."
But wait, did he eat the cloud or not?
He ate the cloud, but then he parachuted down.
And what did he use as a parachute?
He used a rope, and then it was attached to the sun, and he just got lowered down softly, and then...
So...
And then he landed at the beach.
So he just tied a rope around the sun, he lowered himself down, and he made it to the beach. And when he got to the beach, he said, "Oh, Froggy would love it here. I've got to call Froggy."
But then he jumped in the ocean, but he forgot to take his clothes off. And then his phone was in his pocket, but then he started swimming sideways and his phone fell out of his pocket in the ocean.
I want to say something when Froggy...
So his phone was lost in the bottom of the ocean, so he thought, "Ugh, how am I going to call Froggy? He would love it at this beach." So he swam on shore, and he saw someone walking by, and they were like, "Hey, an old frogman just walked out of the ocean in his clothes." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I fell off a cotton candy cloud because my son trounced me on the trampoline, and now I'm here, and I lost my phone in the bottom of the ocean. Can I borrow your phone and call my son? He would love it here." He said, "Oh, sure, man, here. What's his number?" And he's like, "Well, he's just a kid. He doesn't have a phone. I'm going to call my house." So they called Froggy. Bring, 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 bring. Froggy answered on the other side. And he said, "Hi, it's me, Froggy." He said, "Oh, yes, Froggy, this is your dad. I made it to this awesome beach." I was like, "Oh, so happy. I was worried what happened to you when you trounced into the sky and you didn't fall down back onto the trampoline." He's like, "Yes, yes. I'm at this epic beach right now."
And then I'm going to sing a little bit. And then Froggy came back to his dad. And then he got lost. And then some monster stole Froggy and put him in jail. And then he got lost. And then Lomo were sucked him up by... the mouth.
So Froggy went to jail and a lawnmower sucked him in. And Froggy was spinning around in the lawnmower saying, "Dad, Dad, help! It's so dangerous in here." So his dad said, "Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa," and turned off the lawnmower and pulled Froggy out and said, "Froggy, you cannot get yourself in jail. I just wanted you to come to the beach with me. I didn't want you to get put in jail." So he's like, "Here, follow me to the beach." I almost forgot about his dad's voice. "Yes, follow me to the beach." So now, Fredward and Froggy are at the beach together. And Froggy's like, "So what's the coolest thing about this beach? What did you want to show me?" And Froggy's dad is like, "Oh, well, this beach is excellent. There's water, there's sand, everything's perfect." And Froggy's like, "Everything is perfect." Hang on.
Wait.
Jay had something to say.
Fredward asked Froggy if he could sky surf, and Froggy's dad said yes.
And he said, "Yes, that's actually how I got here. I sky surfed."
A little bit.
Hang on. I gotta round out this thought. I sky surfed here, Froggy. When you trounced me, I grabbed onto a rocket ship, sky surfed, then I wiped out, landed on a cotton candy cloud. And Froggy's like, "Dad, I did not know you knew how to sky surf. Where did you learn that?" And he's like,
"Oh, I learned that back in the military when I was a soldier, you know? I was sky surf certified."
And Froggy's like, "Oh, dude, I had no idea."
And Froggy's dad's like, "Well, I look forward to teaching you how to do that one day, son."
But then Fredward said, "Actually, everything isn't perfect because I lost my phone in the ocean."
And so Froggy said, "Dad, I'm going to go down to the bottom of the ocean and get it for you." And Froggy's dad said, "Oh, no, that's quite impossible. It's too far." And Froggy's like, "But I have a metal detector. Do you know what that's all about?" And Froggy's like, "Of course I know what a metal detector is. It detects metal. Come on, let's try that thing out." And so they both dived into the water because they can hold their breath really long because they're frogs. And they went to the bottom. And the metal detector was going, beep, 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 beep. "This is it." He looked at his dad and said, "This is it. This must be the phone." So they started digging. It wasn't the phone. It was a treasure chest. So they pulled it out. They brought it on shore. They opened the treasure chest.
And there was phones everywhere in it.
Millions of phones. Trillions. And they're like, "Wow, phones everywhere." And suddenly all the phones started ringing at once. And they're like, "Ah, what do we do?" Like, "Let's answer them." So they answered every phone. "Hello, Froggy speaking. Hello, Fredward speaking. Hello, 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 hello." And on the other end, it was people. People wanted all kinds of different things. One guy said, "Hey, man, can I order a pizza? Hey, dude, is this Carl?" "No, it's not Carl. Sorry, wrong number. Click. No, this isn't the pizza place. Blip." And there was people who wanted to talk about, like, money. There was people who wanted to, like, tell jokes to them. There was people that wanted to, like, ask if they could get a ride home from school. And Froggy was like, I wish I could help you with that, but I don't think I can right now." And all the phones were ringing, and they're like, "Ah, it's too much." So they slammed the treasure chest shut. And they said, "Oh."
Wait.
Froggy's dad said, "There's so many phones. But the only one missing is mine."
Dad, pretend that actually they opened the treasure chest again, but actually his phone had a little scanner thingy, so he had to look for a phone that had a little scanner thingy.
So they were searching and searching, and they hadn't found it yet.
And they swam up because they were like, can't find it. Better just buy a new one. And then they just checked if anything happened with the phones. So, and then once they opened it again, the phones transmogrified into one of a ginormous version of his phone.
So now it was a huge version of his phone. But it wasn't just a phone. It was a transformer robot in disguise. So his phone grew legs and arms and started walking around and said, "Hello, I am Fredward's phone, and I am here to destroy the city. Ha 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 ha."
No, wait, wait, I wanna say.
And started walking towards the buildings. And it started shooting fire out of his head and like, "Oh no, Dad, we gotta stop your phone before it destroys the city."
I'm gonna say something.
And they were like, "How do we stop a phone that's gone mad?"
Wait, wait. But Froggy's dad said there's one way to call the fire department.
So they called the fire department and said, "Fire department, my phone has transformed into an evil robot that's trying to destroy the city. You've got to help us out." And they said, "We'll be down there on the double. But it's going to take us about 10 minutes. So see if you can delay it before it does anything bad." So you know what they did? They grabbed a bucket of water and they dumped it on top of the phone. And the phone said, hey, you put my fire out. And it couldn't shoot fire out of its head anymore. It said, "You're not so tough when your fire's out. Come on, let's have a boxing match." And Froggy and his dad started boxing with the phone. Pow, pow. They punched it two times. And then the phone punched Froggy in the face. Boink! And Froggy was like, "Ow!" And the phone punched Froggerson in the face. Bow! Ow! So they were boxing. Hang on. Let's see what happened next.
And then the fire department came, and the fire department brought the polices, and the polices were little phones that were gonna capture the bad phone, and the bad phone was gonna go to jail.
You were so right. But you know what was weird? When the phone police, the policemen popped out, and they were actually big phones. They saw the phone that was boxing with the two frogs, and they said, "Hey, those frogs are trying to beat up that phone robot. We gotta arrest those frogs." So they slapped handcuffs on Froggy and on Froggy's dad and said, "Hey, big transformer phone, are these frogs giving you trouble?" And the phone said, "Yes, these frogs poured water all over my head, and you gotta take them to jail." And the frog's like, No, this phone said he was gonna destroy the city. He's the one who's in trouble. He's the criminal." And they were like, "Take these frogs away." And all of a sudden the phone turned around and said, "Destroy Frogopolis. Destroy Frogopolis." And he started walking towards the city.
Wait.
And that's when the frog firemen showed up and they said, "There he is." And they opened up their fire hose and they sprayed the phone until it blasted into 1,000 little tiny phones. Fell all over the beach. Wait, hang on. All these phones were littered all over the beach. And that's when the phone police said, "Oh, sorry, frogs. I guess you weren't the criminals after all." And they took the handcuffs off of him. And Froggy's dad looked down and he saw sitting right on the ground his regular old phone. And he picked it up and said, "Oh, here it is. Froggy, we can finally go home." So they grabbed a rocket ship and sky surfed all the way back home.
Wait, can I?
The end.
Danny, can we